going on, guys? It is your host Rostin and co-host Sebastian, and welcome to
my co-host.
I'm sorry.
We're both the host.
Welcome to the Untitled Podcast.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about a wide variety of things. Things like technology. It's an everyday thing. As I'm speaking about this, I'm looking at the neighbor's camera right now. Technology's
we're
coming
being
along
watched.
And I remember growing up, I used to look at TV shows and shit, and I'd see 90s laptops, and them shits were really small, or they were the size of a fucking book. And I'd look at it, and then it'd just be a white document every time. So it's did the computers always or only have Word documents on it? Is that it? Because internet didn't really advance until the early 2000s, maybe mid. Well, not mid, early 2000s, because that's when online gaming came out with the whole Xbox Live and PlayStation Network and stuff like that.
My first experience with technology as a kid, I would always have this portable DVD player in the car during long car rides or anything, and I would always watch Star Wars on it. I just kick on Star Wars and just start watching it. And from the point where portable DVDs were the jam and you had the whole album full of DVDs and CDs and yada yada, to I can literally watch a movie on my phone and do everything off my phone, I think it's crazy. And when you think about it, in the 90s, it was these big bricks and
VCRs.
Yeah.
VCRs were cool. I fucked with VCRs a lot. I've dealt with my fair share of VCRs. I think I got tapes stuck in
I had literally had one of those TVs till about three years ago.
I've had a Ninja Turtles TV.
Yeah,
it
I had
a green TV.
I had a
Lightning
McQueen one.
It didn't have the VCR thing. The thing is, I could never play video games on it because I lost the remote years prior to that. So I can only watch TV with No, it was a Comcast.
Yeah.
And I had the remote that came with it. I could never switch it to the AV shit to play
the PlayStation
2 or anything.
Did you ever have a VTech? One of those VTech? I don't want to say they're
consoles.
I had
one
of those.
Which
one
did you have? I had one where it was a paw. And it was a joystick. It was a purple joystick. And it had the paw, which was the hand or whatever. And it had four buttons. It was green, yellow.
I remember the four buttons and the joystick. I don't remember the paw though.
It was it was the shape of a paw. And then I remember I had this advanced one for older kids. It looked
I had the advanced version
of a PlayStation.
Yeah, I think I had the advanced one.
And it had educational games with continents and shit. I mean, if I had nothing else to play, I'd play it. But
yeah, all right.
Eventually I had the GameCube and shit. GameCube, for people listening, and some of the people that we know are listening,
don't say it.
GameCube's one of my favorite consoles.
I was about to say, GameCube's the best console of all time.
I'm not saying that.
The best console of all time, PlayStation 4.
The
2 is in my heart. The 2 has the nostalgic feel.
Everyone's going to say PlayStation 2 is iconic as hell.
But if you really think about it, the 4.
PlayStation 2 is fire.
Yeah, it is. But the 4, what the 4 has done to this generation, it's still so relevant to the point where how many years has it been?
It's the second. The PlayStation 4 came out 2013, believe it or not.
13?
13,
only 7 years ago.
13, that's insane. And the PlayStation 3 came out 06, and then the lifespan of that to when the the PS4 came out was 6-7 year difference. Mm. And yeah, did you know that the PlayStation 4 is the second best selling console of all time? The number one is PlayStation 2. PlayStation 4 just hit that, and it's PlayStation. And did you know that PlayStation was actually supposed to sign a partnership or do something with Nintendo?
I did not know that.
And then Sony ended up making their own PlayStation.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, Nintendo was supposed to be partners with Sony or something like that, PlayStation or whatever.
Do you think the PS5 would be as successful as its predecessors, as the 4 or the 2?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm kind of worried about that.
I mean, it is backwards compatible and you can play all gen game, of course, but there hasn't been the catch. That's the thing.
I'm worried because how people are like, "Yo, next best thing, best technology," and then they come out with something and they shit the bed on something, like the iPhone 7. Oh my God, iPhone 7. Where's the headphone jack? It's like y'all kind of
took it away from us.
I mean, phones are still evolving, but it's like we're the simple shit.
True.
And I'm worried that the PlayStation 5 is gonna be so good to where there's a huge ass catch to where you can't even get full enjoyment out of it.
But that's the thing with new gen. It's the same way as Xbox 360s. You can play as many games as you want. have them installed. You can play them without having a CD in, right?
Right. But yeah.
You can't do that with the PlayStation 4, and there's a limited amount of space that you can.
Well, okay.
Of course, if you digitally download the games, but like
the PlayStation, every console has like an internal hard drive. Fun fact about me: I had a 360. I loved the 360. One of my favorite consoles, personally. I had a built-in, like, you know how like PlayStation 4s are, there's storage within the console.
Yeah.
You don't need a memory card like earlier consoles, right?
Of course.
I actually don't know what happened to my 360 to where, like, I tried to play it one day, and then, like, it said there was no storage system found when it's built into the console. So it just disappeared and wiped itself. I don't know what happened, and I was really upset about it. And I was supposed to get an Xbox One, but, like, I'm glad I didn't, because I don't really... The Xbox One is
cool. PS4 the wave, bro.
PS4
is the wave.
It's cool. I don't like the whole dashboard situation and all that. But, yeah, back to what we were saying before. I'm worried that the PS5 is going to be too good for its own good, if that makes sense. Like, it's going to be, yo, PS5,
but
amazing.
At that point,
you know,
can you really say that about just gaming consoles, or can you say that about all technology in general?
I don't know, because a lot of people do overdo it to where, like, you know how, like, remember how Samsung had, like, an issue that, like, the phone was so good that it kept blowing up and
yeah.
shit?
Yeah.
Too many fires and it recalled it. And it's like, it was so advanced for its own good.
But now now Samsung has advanced, like, foldable phones.
That shit's ridiculous. That shit's
And that's what I'm saying, and it's like, what's next? iPhone has, what, 3 cameras now? Their most advanced one. Like, what's next? Like, how do you push the bar?
I really, you know how, like, you know, movies and TV shows are back, like showing the future? I kind of want to see, like, if they can do, like, a clear iPhone. Like,
clear.
A clear iPhone. Like,
you mean, like,
clear, you see
almost
the battery,
holographic
see,
and stuff?
Yeah. And
holograms.
Then, yep,
and
just a clear
cool.
white, not even white, just, like, a clear phone. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think as society will continue to, like, you know, push and yada yada, and we keep getting smarter and smarter with these devices and technology and all that, I think there comes a risk with it. I think if you really think about it, I think we're gonna get more addicted to our phones,
right?
And that's me as a person, I'm low-key scared of that, because we're the next upcoming generation to have kids and to do all this stuff, be the next adults.
Is the age of going outside playing a game of basketball dead?
And that's
dead?
And like, how do you move on when you know technology is getting more and more advanced, and like there's more things to keep you inside? And
just get with the times, man. Like, online shopping, that's probably one of the best things ever for many people. You don't have to leave your house, you just
yeah.
buy and you stay.
Amazon, literally.
Amazon's
Amazon.
Insane. I love Amazon, it's cool. They have pretty much everything that you need. I don't think I'll ever buy food from Amazon, though.
Yeah,
I don't think
a,
I'll ever do
I.
that. They had like a pack of Chef Boyardee with like $40. I'm not doing that.
We're not sponsored by Amazon,
no, we're not,
but.
We're not shitting on anyone here either. Another thing, laptops. Like, laptops and tablets, you know? I don't really see the point in tablets. Like, if
it
you
depends.
Have, like, an iPhone X or something, what's the point of an iPad?
I think it depends, because,
you know,
like, if you want something really mobile, and it's, like, you have, what is it called? The freaking, there's, like, a keyboard with it that you could take off.
You're talking
it's
about
a
Surface Pro?
Yes. That. It's, like, it's really, it comes in handy when you need it.
Yeah, that's,
you
like,
need
a
to go on a train ride or whatnot.
Like,
boom,
that's
there you
cool.
go.
That's a laptop and a tablet. What's the point of having a laptop and a tablet that's not the same device?
Okay, like, you got the money.
Yeah, oh, shit.
I mean, it really depends. Like, I think Macs are completely superior.
Macs are cool.
And
they're
you don't
cool.
see Macs doing that. Doing
that price isn't cool, but Macs
cool. Yeah, I mean, yo, I'm just going to say this right now, and I'm sorry, but it's so true. Fuck Dells, bro. I'm done with it.
You can't say that,
fuck
right?
Dell. No. Let the devs come
is
at you, bro.
Is it Dell itself, or is it the Windows OS?
No. It's Dell. Like, it's Dell itself, bro. Like, I hate the fact of, like, just everything about it just annoys me.
I feel like Windows computers are built to go slow.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I'm scared. Like, I got a laptop, and it's like, Internet Explorer's already closing itself for no
that,
reason.
Like, that's
why,
what
why
I'm saying.
Doing
like,
that?
Like, I feel like it's a giant money grab. Like,
yeah.
At first, it's, like, super fast, and it's like, oh, like, it's everything I ever wanted. And then you start downloading a few things. You start doing this and that. And then it's like, oh, I gotta worry about viruses and this and that.
But
Macs,
you
ain't got no worry.
No, I mean, sometimes. Cause like,
it depends, because it's really hard to get Apple products and Macintoshes and yada
yeah,
yada to get
hey,
viruses.
Hey, AppleCare? Another extra amount of money that you don't really
I'd
have
rather have AppleCare than I have to buy an entire new Dell.
I don't think AppleCare covers loss and theft protection. I think that's two different things. I think AppleCare is like, they I think, what, like, give you discounts or some shit? Who like, knows? When your product's, like, broken
Who
or something?
Knows? Who knows?
But
I mean, I have AppleCare on my phone, but...
I ain't got Apple Care for shit.
Of course you don't.
I don't have AppleCare.
How'd you get your phone, by the way?
Anyway, Macs are cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Would I get a Mac? Yeah. Would I buy it? Probably not.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think I'd I buy would. It. Like, you know, that's like, if, what, 2K?
I think if it's essential to my work and it's going, like, I'm going to benefit from it, or I'm going to make some type of profits off of it, hell yeah.
Have you ever actually looked at how many Macs they have?
No.
There's like, if you type a MacBook Pro anywhere, they'll give you like many results. They'll be like early 2013 MacBook Pro, you're looking for late 2017 MacBook Pro. And there's MacBooks and MacBooks with the touch bar, and the touch bar is pretty dope. It's cool. It's just like a little bar.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like where the function keys are, replacing the function keys, some shit like that. They're cool. They're fun to play on. I personally like the MacBook Air because it's so like the size is dope as hell. It's hence Air. It's light as fuck. And it's like, I don't know, it's really like compact and I fuck with it.
I feel like when I go to college and stuff, I'm gonna see everyone with Macs.
Hell yeah. I think. Hell yeah. You know how many people in my classes with Macs, they open it and just stare at the teacher, bro. They don't even use this
shit. Yeah, like even right now, like senior year high school, like yeah, I got two or three people just
when you see Macs people in high school with Macs, you're just staring at them like, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with that?
This guy, bro. Anywho, I don't know. Okay, switch of topics. Not really switch of topics, but...
Yeah. But technology's grown hella... Man, I don't even know.
How do you feel about AirPods?
I mean, I got a pair.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're cool. I mean, the price is like, yeah, I got AirPods, but you looking at how much it costs, you just like, all right, man, okay. But I heard, okay... You remember that rumor that they said the new iPhone's gonna come with probably AirPods?
Yeah.
And people are debating whether if it'd be like a money grab or like, you know, would it be a loss of
money? Yeah. Like, you said it was a loss of money.
I feel like it might be because it's like you just released AirPod Pros, right? If you released AirPod Pros and then you got the first pair of AirPods and the AirPod 2s, which just do wireless charging if you put it on the damn dock thing.
I thought the talk about the Pros?
No, those are like the third ones.
Yeah.
The Pros are like the weird shaped ones.
That yeah, like, they're noise canceling or something.
Yeah.
I heard it's crazy. Like, it really does the job.
Yeah, and it's water resistant and shit.
Resistant, not proof.
Yeah, they like to throw that word resistant around a lot. AirPods are cool, but like...
Throw up on AirPods.
If I were to get... Like, okay, if I had a choice and if I was actually able... Right, the reason why I got AirPods is because my charger port is like,
yeah,
weird. It don't work.
Yeah, we know.
And my headphone jack kind of going away too. So it's like...
He needs an entire new phone at this point.
Yeah, it's not good. But my phone will die for like 6 hours.
You want to invest.
Like, it's not good. But, you know, did you see Tyler, the Creator, tweet?
People yeah, he still has a 7.
And people like, ew, you got a roommate. That's kind of funny. And Denzel Curry had an iPhone 6 for about a long time. And they're like, I still like to listen to music and charge my phone at the same time. Then he ended up upgrading. But AirPods, are they worth it? I mean, if you have it, go ahead and get it. They're cool. And, you know, I use them pretty much every day. Because, you know, that's how I listen to music. I listen to music pretty much every day. So
I'm going to be honest. I had the opportunity to buy AirPods. And I really weighed out my options. I do listen to music a lot, like a lot. You know how much. If you've heard the previous podcast, you know.
Yeah, music's, yeah.
But, well, one of the previous ones. But, I decided not to, and I stick by it, and I'm kind of glad I didn't buy it. But
they're cool.
If you don't know, I bought a bunch of film equipment with the money. It's not really that important, but I decided to put all the profits and everything I got from like my parents and holidays and stuff, and I put it into something I could actually create with and put like craft stuff with. And I don't think everyone should do that. I think if you just want to buy AirPods, you just want to chill and listen to your music and utilize it.
I did it because I had no choice.
And you got to utilize it in so many different ways. Go ahead and do that. But me personally, I just saw like the
one
different
thing
avenue.
I am worried about, you know, people like, oh, I lost my AirPods or they got stolen. I'm like, how do
yeah,
you do that?
Yeah, it's a giant worry for me. Like,
and like, I always have this, like, I'm always aware of if things are in my pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I always, I don't always reach for my phone, but it's like, I know it's there. I'll grab it, make sure it's there. And you know, I don't have, like, that mini heart attack, people say, but, like, my AirPods are, it's a small case, and, I don't have the silicone case on it, yeah. So it's, like, it's still smooth and shit.
I don't know if you ever notice, but if you ever see me at, like, school or somewhere where I have, like, all my stuff with me, every time I get up, I check my pockets. Every time. My phone, like, I'll check my front pockets, and I'll check my rear, my ass, to check my wallet. And if I'm missing something,
your back pocket?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I'm gonna put my wallet in my front pocket where my keys are and my headphones.
Yeah, I put my wallet in my front pocket. It's my wallet. I keep it right there. I don't put anything in my back pocket. I don't really see the point in back pockets.
No, I just think I need it.
I don't know why. All right, girls don't always have real front pockets, and that shit kind
of
bothers.
Yeah, it's kind
of
funny.
Why y'all doing that?
Like, what's the point of the design at that point?
And like, I've seen people like dudes put their phone in their back pocket and they pull it out and their phone's kind of bent.
I used to do that.
I knew a kid when the iPhone 6 came out, he bent his phone because he sat on it.
My screen protector would break. It'd have cracks on it because I'd sit on it.
What?
It wouldn't bend.
And you're fine with
it. It wouldn't bend. I wouldn't put all my weight into it, but it'd just be on the corner right there. I don't know why I'd put it in the back.
You ever butt dial something?
Never. I don't know how people do that. It's usually like older people, but I've never done that.
Have I ever sat on my phone? I'm just scared of like doing that and then like the LCD's leaking and shit. And I look at my phone and it's just colors and shit. I'm scared of that. You're seeing lines.
You a heavy man.
Yeah, alright. But from pretty much iPhone to. Alright. Why do you have iPhone? Like, why do you prefer iPhone over Android?
I prefer iPhone over Android for many reasons.
Is it because of the creative aspect?
Yes. Okay. I love the interface of it. I love using it. I love the home button. I love it without the home button. I've held the X and the XRs and all that stuff, and I just like it a lot more. Like, I feel like it fits me. That and its creative aspect. Literally, we're shooting this podcast off my phone. I can make music off my phone. I can make movies off my phone, which is exactly what I'm going to do. I feel like I can do so much more with an iPhone than I can with a Samsung.
Would you try to do anything with Samsung?
I would.
Don't get Windows phones. Them shit's ass. Don't do it.
I really want to try more than Samsung. I want to try Google Pixels.
That a stinky ass Nokia. I want to shit ass.
I want to try a Google Pixel. I really want to. It looks pretty cool. I just want to like test it out and like see if it's worth the money.
Some Nokias, you know, the Windows phones and shit, they have the Google Play Store. And that's what I thought when I bought mine. I bought mine. It's the damn Windows Store. And like, I couldn't use any form of social media. They had no real apps. It was like third-party apps.
What?
It was so bad.
A different topic, but still kind of relevant. What was your first phone?
Oh shit.
I remember mine. Mine was this T-Mobile. I think it was a Sidekick.
Those shits are clean.
And I remember the day I got it. I think it was my birthday. I think I had just turned like maybe like 9. And my sister asked me what background I wanted, and I said Kobe. I wanted Kobe Bryant. So I had a flip. I had a Sidekick with Kobe as the main shit, and to this day I wish I still had that phone. That shit is fire. I'd still use it actually if I could. Trap phone.
I don't know. What do you consider first phone? Like first phone connected or just first phone?
First phone.
Man, my grandma. Well,
and she gave you a track phone. She gave you a flip phone.
Yeah, and I had Rock Band on that bitch. I used to play it all the time. I used to play Rock Band on this damn. I think it's a Sony Ericsson.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And like, you could play music when you close the flip phone, you push it on the.
Oh.
Yeah, I had like the ringtones and shit on it. I used to go hard.
What game was that? I used to play a lot of games on that. I never knew how to play Sudoku.
You know what Singular was?
No.
It was. I think Singular was what AT&T. Not AT&T. It was Singular was something before what it is now. I forgot what it was. But Singular was like an orange splat. Yeah, it was a phone company.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not that much older than you. I mean, you know,
right. Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
Yeah.
I remember
my
dad.
BlackBerry. It was a BlackBerry-like phone with a keyboard.
I remember my dad had a BlackBerry, and it was a hand-me-down. I don't know what happened to my Sidekick, but it was a hand-me-down. I did not like it.
It was cool.
I heard they're making a touchscreen.
A touchscreen Razor shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They bring back the Razor.
Yeah.
It's a flip phone.
Flip phone. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
How would that work? But I mean, I don't think anybody needs it.
No, they don't. But if Apple did that shit, everyone's all over. Oh, I need
who knows?
That.
Who knows? I mean,
I was saying for the longest, if Apple were to bring back pagers or some shit, everyone's getting on it. And I'm like, I'm not fuck with it.
I mean, if you're using a pager in 2020 and you're not like a doctor or a dentist or something who actually need pagers, what are you doing?
It's just for the flex.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I still have an iPod Shuffle.
Right.
And low-key, I would use that.
Right.
If I wanted to go somewhere and I wanted to have an experience, I didn't want to take my phone, but I still want to listen to music, iPod Shuffle all the way.
I have an MP3 player at my house. It's one of the first ones I got when I was a kid.
How big is it?
It's like this big.
And for those not visual, it's roughly the size of like a cookie. There you go.
Yeah, right,
like, right, a Chips Ahoy cookie.
No, man, it was not circular, nigga. It's like long. And it has like a little USB thing on the end of it. You plug it into computers and you just drag and drop music on it. And I got like old music. I got weird shit.
Yeah, Eminem.
I think Eminem was on there.
Yeah, of course.
I had like Nickelodeon music on that bitch. No. Austin Mahone. And I had like Black Star. It was a weird blend Black of music. Star. Yeah, it was like Mos Def and Tribe and Busta Rhymes and shit. Mixed with some damn Best Day Ever SpongeBob mix. Man, it was weird.
Big Time Rush.
No, I ain't never listened to them. Never, oh, really? Catch me, huh? Yeah, okay. Never catch me, okay, watching, buddy, it or listening, yeah,
okay,
to it.
Okay, buddy.
Every time that came on, I turned the channel.
Yeah, okay.
And speaking,
buddy,
of which, one show people know I don't like is Sweet Life. I don't like that.
Why?
Show. I never liked.
Why?
It. It's stupid. This show's stupid. Every time it came on, kids, I turned. You're... But I did watch Hannah Montana a little bit. But like,
kind of funny. You look like Mr. White Mosby. Kids,
I seen him in Heathers, bro. Mr.
Really?
Mosby's in Heathers.
I don't remember.
He's the black dude.
I don't remember.
I was watching it last night, and that movie's kind of stupid.
Oh my god! What's I remember on? I watched Heathers. We're drifting from the topic, but yeah, who cares? I watched Heathers, and I thought it was a serious movie. Like, I thought it was like a serious drama or whatever. And so many things happened that I was like, what? And it sucked. I remember I rated it probably like a 4. Like I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to say I hated it, but
I don't want to spoil it. I don't think anyone's gonna watch that shit. She drunk.
Spoiler
what was
warning.
It? Draining like the cleaning shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She choked on it and died. And then I thought they were trying to. I look. He thought he was gonna kill those two dudes anyway.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
They made a joke.
Can't say that.
No.
Mineral water. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I seen that part.
You want to explain it?
No. All right, well, okay. So the movie was in the 80s?
Yes.
It was in the 80s. And, you know, for derogatory comments for, you know, gay people, that was like a big thing. And, you know, people used to say it willy-nilly. They didn't care. It's not as like, you know, it's not a sensitive thing as it is now. But anyway, this guy, they staged a murder or a quote-unquote suicide when they actually killed him. And they had like a bag of things. And he was like, this is how they'll know that they confessed their love for one another. They had, a magazine in there.
Yeah.
They had, like, a certain postcard, and they had mineral water. And when the cops, one of the cops went to go investigate somewhere, the other cop was like, I think I found everything we need to know about this. And then he picked up a jug of mineral water. He was like, mineral water. They were, you know, gay. And then pretty much the joke was, whoever drinks mineral water, you're pretty much gay. And I think that's just, I don't know. I'd never
seen
water.
Yeah, it's kind of like odd humor, but it was, I guess it was... It was the norm in the 80s. I remember this man, he put me onto this Eddie Murphy comedy session.
Eddie Murphy, it was called, what was it, Raw? Eddie Murphy is...
I'm gonna.
Eddie Murphy is a comedian, everyone knows. And but like back then, his mouth was terrible. You know the dude from Full House, Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Terrible. That man's bad. He has a bad mouth. Filthy mouth, dude. This man, yo, he would not stop saying fuck, motherfuck. Like, this dude was Danny Tanner. This man out here cursing.
Hey, you're drifting from the topic, man. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy was using the F word like candy, bro. He's just throwing it out there.
And man, it wasn't fuck, bro. It was the other one.
But, you know, I wasn't laughing. I was just laughing because it's a comedy act.
Buddy.
It's not funny if it hurts people's feelings.
I wasn't
it's
laughing.
Funny.
And he was like, it's not funny.
Eddie Murphy's funny a little bit. Charlie Murphy was hilarious. But, you know, without all that, you know, all that nonsense we were going on about, you know, we couldn't be able to watch any of that if it was for streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. That's another thing.
Did you know that Blockbuster had the chance to buy Netflix?
And they did.
And they declined. I think it was for like 50 mil.
You know, Radio Shack, are they in business still?
I think there's a few Radio Shacks out there.
I know Redbox is taking games out of the
thing. Yeah, I remember I went to this Red Box when I was at Celebration. There was a Red Box, no games.
Freshman year, this dude was like my friend. I was like, yeah, I got Modern Warfare 3 from Red Box when it first came out. I was like, what, Red Box? What is that, a porn site? This dude is laughing across the table from me. Like, no, man. Yeah, pretty much, you know, technology just came a long way. You know, technology, we pretty much use it every day. I think if this, you know, day and age didn't have technology, I don't really know where we'd be at, you know.
I think it'd be very similar to older generations. I think we'd be outside a lot more. We wouldn't use it as, like, ways to pass boredom the way people do now with social media.
We can go further. Like, you know how there's, like, flying bikes in Dubai now, allegedly?
Apparently.
I want to see where that goes. Hoverboards, the things that were a thing, like, what, 2014, 15?
Yeah.
They weren't hoverboards. They were just, like, Segways without the stick. Shit, stupid. I never rode one.
Yeah, neither of us.
I wanted to, but like I'm scared.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to say this has anything to do with technology, because it kind of doesn't. If you know how to ride a ripstick, I give you props, bro.
Them shit suck, man. I hate ripsticks. Yeah, all right. Stupid. Heelys is a big thing. I was never allowed to.
I don't know how to ride those.
I was never allowed to get heelys, man. Like, you want to bust your head? Like, no. Yeah. I just want to look cool. That's all. I never was allowed to. But
drifting, bro.
Yeah, we drifted. We was drifting from this subject, but. Yeah. Quick question to leave y'all with. If you weren't with technology, what do you think you'd be doing? Like, you know, at your house, what are your hobbies? You know, because Netflix is on television and shit like that. We did have television back in the 90s, but, you know, we had cable. I feel like cable can't go out of business, but, like, people don't really watch TV.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to lie. I only have cable. Well, me personally, when I turn on the TV, it's to, like, watch sports. So, like, watch the current game or watch, like, the Oscars or something. Stuff that I can't get on, like, streaming services.
Unless you get, like, NBA League Pass.
Yeah, unless I, like, pay for it and I'm not doing all that extra work. So, at this point, man.
But, you know, think about it. What would you be doing if you didn't have technology? What would you be doing if you didn't have an iPhone? What would you be doing if you didn't have, you know?
Question that I want to pose. If you had to delete one of your social media, what would it be?
Oh, yeah. Me, personally, probably Snap. I don't care for it. It was cool, but like, I never used it when it was quote-unquote cool either.
My pedestal goes... I'm at TikTok, because why not? I'm going to go Twitter, one. TikTok, two.
Which one you use?
Instagram, three, and then Snapchat, four. I really don't use Snapchat. Like,
do you count YouTube as it? Like,
not really. No? It's not social media like that.
A bunch of email, bro. You emailing people? Kick was a thing. I never had Kick, by the way.
I did.
Never had Kick. Kick was crazy. I didn't want it. I never cared.
We keep, like, talking.
Yeah,
like,
my bad.
Anyways... Nah, we could keep talking. I'm just saying, I thought we were going to wrap it up.
Yeah, I thought...
What's up, dude?
For me, Twitter is cool. I use Twitter. This isn't a ranked list. It's not best to, you know, worst or anything. But I use Twitter. Right, I use Instagram. Snap, I don't really touch it. And what, Facebook, I use my shit years.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about Facebook.
I don't care about that shit.
It's funny, I created a MySpace page.
I ain't never
been. Like 1 or 2 years ago. I don't know. Like, I never rechecked it again.
You know, Black People's Meat is sponsored by McDonald's.
What?
Black People's Meat is sponsored by McDonald's.
How do you know that?
I went to the website.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to meet Black people. I just went to
Yeah, okay.
Jokes.
Yeah, all right.
Jokes.
So you got a Christian mingle. See what you can do there.
Nah. How do you feel about people our age who use, like, you know, dating shit like that? Like, it's
weird. I don't
want to
say that's sad, but it's like...
kids, in a way.
Like, just go out there. Like, put yourself out there.
I feel like we're still kind of, like... Me, personally, you know, 18-year-old adult, I still kind of feel like we're kids. And I see you as, like, my friend, like, childhood friend. You're still my friend. We're not adults yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you came up to me like, hey, bro, look at my... What do you call that shit? The shit that you swipe on. Fucking...
What are you talking about?
It's one of the dating shits. Swipe left, swipe right.
Like Tinder and stuff?
Yeah, that shit. Yeah. That shit. If you came with, hey, man, I got like 14 matches on Tinder.
What if you
I'm not shitting on anyone who uses it. It's not, you know, I'm not memeing it or anything. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of like, I see that more of a, like, an adult thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I would use Omegle as a giant joke to do that.
Omegle, man, everyone went on that shit. I went
joke.
On there.
Get banned from it.
I seen too much shit I shouldn't have seen.
Yeah.
Omegle was the shit back in middle school.
Yeah.
Banned from the site and stuff.
Think about it. If there was a form of social media you can get rid of or delete your account and just never touch it again, which one would it be?
Me, personally, I'd go with Instagram. You?
You'd get rid of that? Are you serious?
It's, don't get me wrong, it's a really good form of of an outreach, yeah, and you touch a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
Touch people, but you touch people.
Yeah, you're so funny. I just don't like it. I don't know. It depends who you follow. That's what I believe. I'm going to chalk it up to that. It really depends who you follow.
Probably. I'd get rid of Snap. If you can't do
that's,
shit.
I mean, that's the thing, though. You have Snap, but you barely use it.
Yeah, and but it's only to communicate with, like, a couple of
people. I don't even count it on the list, because, like, I don't even have it installed. I don't even have Instagram installed. The thing is like, from the ones that I do use.
Right.
Yeah,
I've grown to use Twitter a little bit more, just for, like, you know, gaming news and shit like
and
that.
I like Twitter for its, like, news. Like, you can, whatever's trending. I don't know.
Sometimes it's stupid and dumb shit. Like, I believe Twitter can be a lot more toxic than Instagram, personally.
Whoa, really?
A little bit,
depends,
yeah.
Depends who you follow. I'm gonna say that.
Dude with nut on his shoes and stuff, where they bullied that girl, deleted her account.
It depends who you follow.
You don't have to follow him to see people retweet laughing and shit. But all right, he showed me a video of this old lady getting kicked in the face on the subway. He just kicked her in the face for what?
As bad as that sounds, I didn't do it because it was funny. I just thought the dude looked like 2 Chainz. He finds it funny.
No.
No way.
I'm not a bad person.
I swear. I sent it to him. Yo, this dude looks like 2 Chainz. He found it so funny.
And, man, I don't know. I just seen a video on Twitter yesterday. This guy just having sex with a lady in the back of the car. His trunk, not his trunk, but his trunk was open. He was just having sex with her in the back, and then there's people recording, like, yo, get out of here. He's like, hold on. It's weird, you know?
I saw a video today of this guy. He was beating a girl, like, beating her up in a hotel room. He, like, dragged her out the room.
And, like, I saw a video before we started recording. This guy was, like, pulling in, like, manhandling his girl just to, like, get a kiss or something. Yeah. Like, what does this world come to?
But I don't think that's a Twitter thing. I just think it's people who post it there.
Nah, Twitter could be, like, really toxic. Because people can look at your profile picture and start roasting your shit and have, like, a whole thread of calling.
Can't you do the same with Instagram?
You just comment someone's video, but you can disable comments from your post. You can stop. You can block people. But Twitter, like, people will keep coming.
Nah, you can do the same on Twitter.
You can make your account private, but not many people do. I know yours is.
I do, yeah.
Mine isn't, but, you know. Twitter, I've been starting to use it a lot more. It's funny sometimes. You know, sometimes just, like, informative. Sometimes just, like, no. But Instagram, funny thing is, my Instagram doesn't have anything on it. I don't use it that much, and, like, I wouldn't get rid of it, because, like, sometimes you just open it and see what's good, but I'd get rid of Snap, because if you don't have people added on there, you can't do shit with it, right?
Checking maps and stuff.
But yeah, that'll conclude this episode of the podcast. We'd like to thank you guys for listening if you made it this far.
Yeah.
If you already haven't, check out our last two podcast episodes that we dropped. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts somewhat. It's a little weird, but it's anywhere else if you decide to type us in and look us up. We hope you enjoyed this. Everything else.
Hope you enjoyed, guys.